With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And as always, I encourage you to contact our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. They are a fantastic resource on everything HR. Check out their brand new website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So as mentioned, it is indeed a jam-packed lineup of content and information you will not want to miss. I know we have sort of just concluded tax season, but that does not prevent me from bringing on, as our first guest on the program, Howard Stone, a very accomplished litigator with extensive experience in white-collar criminal defense and healthcare administrative law. Howard is a former IRS agent and former assistant United States attorney in the Northern District of Illinois, and I'm thrilled to have Howard here as our first guest on Get Down to Business this evening. Howard, welcome to the program.
Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. So, Howard, you have dedicated your career in different angles. You have, as I mentioned, you are a former assistant United States attorney, but right now you are focused on helping protect companies, specifically in healthcare. Tell us a little bit more about your background and how it's led you to the point of what you're doing right now and why you're so passionate about the work that you're doing right now.
Well, I think that what we want to lead off with today is the IRS coming out and saying that they're starting a program that's going to focus on the individuals who are filing false returns and also the failure to file individuals. So government enforcement is getting greater and greater. My background is I spent 9 years with the IRS. I'm a CPA attorney, and I audited large corporations. And one of the very first things we did as an IRS agent when I audited large corporations was to go in and see if their internal controls were correct. At the IRS, you focus on the officers of the corporations. And the reason you focus on the officers of the corporations is because if something was going wrong within the corporation, it usually was something that was directed from the top. Well, that led me into the Department of Justice, where I prosecuted tax cases, and I also prosecuted official corruption, which politicians have violated the law. But the one thing that I noticed that's led me into the various areas that I've gone to for protecting CEOs and officers was the fact that CEOs and officers, for the most part, and I think you should pay close attention to this, is they're really not represented by the corporation if something goes wrong. By that I mean the corporation has the option. They can represent the corporate officer, or they could let the corporate officer find their own attorneys. So in effect, they represent their attorneys, and the corporation are watching out for themselves. And when there's a problem, the CEO and other officers are on their own. Well, the CEOs and the officers should be protecting themselves, because many of the things that go wrong in a corporation are done by subordinates. And what the government has done, and it started last November, is they came out with a policy. The Department of Justice came out with a policy, and shortly after the Justice Department came out with that policy, they codified it in the United States Attorney's Manual. And what they basically said is that what we're going to do, if we target, for example, XYZ Corporation, what we're going to do is we're going to also target individuals within that corporation who could have committed the potential crime. So that means all of the individuals now are on their own. They're pretty much going to have to get their own attorneys, and they're not protected. The key to getting around all of this for the CEOs and officers is for them to have what we call a compliance plan in place, an ethics plan in place, and a due diligence formulation in order to make sure that individuals around them are held accountable and are doing the things that these CEOs and officers want them to do that are legal.
So, Howard, I have to ask, we're all following the news and the proposed budget, and we've heard our current president, President Trump's proposed cuts on many government agencies. We all know the statistics that that beefing up the IRS actually brings in money to the government coffers. But with the proposed cuts that the president has talked about, the IRS will be and the IRS current IRS commissioner talks regularly about this, that they are understaffed and they don't have the enforcement teeth that they used to have. How will that affect what you're talking about, increased diligence at going after companies that are filing false returns if they don't have the manpower for it?
Shalom, all it is a matter of allocating manpower. They may allocate them to certain segments, certain places. And don't forget, the government has the benefit of data analytics. So they know what areas are most profitable. So they take the individuals that they have. It's like fighting a war. You can fight a war in two cities, or you can fight it in one city, you know, and that's the way they will do it. Yes, they are. There's no question they're understaffed. But that doesn't mean that if you're the duck in the sky flying in a group of ducks and that one bullet goes off and you're the duck that's hit, you're done for. But let's not focus on the IRS. Let's focus on the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the Department of Justice, especially in the healthcare area, there's no shortage of money. 50% of all of the penalties that are collected in the healthcare area are used to hire new law enforcement people. So the budget isn't being cut there, and it's almost a self-funding prophecy for the Office of Inspector General and for the various Department of Justice attorneys. So that's one area that the government has already said that there's going to be no cuts in, and they're going to continue to move forward.
It certainly sounds like that. And how can companies proactively protect themselves from being the target of increased investigations and prosecutions?
The way to do it is to put in a healthcare compliance plan. If it's a healthcare company or if it's a company that has government regulations, it's put in a compliance plan, similar to what we call internal controls in corporations. And what you do is you put individuals out there, and in our particular case, we do that. We go out in front of the CEO or the officers, and we take a look. We do a risk analysis of potential problems within the company. And then we go in and we close those, do the due diligence on the part of the officers and the CEO, and we close those gaps. And we make sure the individuals that are doing the things that they're assigned to do are doing them in accordance with the law. We also believe that you put in a firm ethics program. And if you have an ethics program that starts at the top, and that's really it really permeates the entire organization, what you will find is that if you can get 50% compliance in the ethics program, you're going to get almost 100% compliance in the compliance program and in terms of abiding by the law. You'll have a law-abiding entity. So it's getting out there, and the officers and CEOs aren't the ones that should carry this off. It should be done by the outside experts who should do this, and they will do it in conjunction with the various financial officers and individuals who attend to the quality and other things within the organization. So the CEO what has happened in cases is the CEO has been blamed for the actions of people beneath them. And what this does is it cuts that off. And under the new program that the government has that started back in November, what the government wants to do is it wants to get the people beneath to target the person at the top. And that just isn't fair.
It's not fair. But Howard, we are going to have to leave it there. You've shared so much helpful information, advice, And certainly this conversation will be continued, but we've got just about 30 seconds remaining, and I want to make sure our listeners know where they can find you to continue the discussion. Howard, do you mind sharing any information for our listeners?
You know, they could reach me. I'll get my office phone number is 847-239-7555. And if any of your listeners have any questions, they can feel free to call me and I will converse with them.
Absolutely. Howard Stone, a CPA, an attorney, an accomplished litigator, plenty of experience with a lot of expertise, including at the IRS, the Department of Justice, and a great deal of information shared with our listeners. Again, I encourage our listeners, contact Howard Stone. Have that conversation. You can never be too protected. Coming up, we will be chatting with Tom Broadwater, president of Americans for Work. Fascinating discussion coming up right after this quick break.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Derek Peters, taking a look at traffic in Oak Brook. We're hearing about a crash, Route 83 at 31st Street. And in the West Loop, look out for a wreck at Randolph and Clinton. On the expressways, no trouble either way on the Edens. Kennedy inbound, O'Hare to downtown, a 32-minute trip, 17 from the junction. Heavy delays from the extension to Canfield, and then lighter stuff from Central through the junction into Division. Outbound Kennedy, it's 10 to Montrose, 8 in the express lanes, 26 minutes to the airport. Eisenhower, Thorndale to the old post office, 31 minutes. Outbound, all clear at 29. Stevenson 355 to the drive, 38 minutes. Outbound, clear again at 34. Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown, taking 20 minutes, just 15 minutes back outbound. Outside, light drizzle and 45 degrees. Expect heavy rain throughout the evening and overnight with a high of 50 degrees. Flood watch in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
There's been a lot of talk recently about fake news, and it's gotten a lot harder to know who in the media you can trust. Too often, reading just the headlines can be misleading. You need to turn to a place that you can trust, a place that gives you more than just the headlines and more than just the mainstream media spin. What you need are answers. That's why we're here. Get the latest news. Find out what it means and why it's important to you. Real news, real answers. Join us on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-9121. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-9121. Again, that's 1-800-400-9121.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. So communicating effectively on the phone is a skill, and as with any skill, improvement comes with practice and honest critique. I wanted to bring that up tonight because it's a dreary night in Chicago. I believe the forecast for the next few days is that there will be rain out there. So not all of us will be keeping perhaps all of the meetings that we had scheduled. There are meetings, many of our listeners know how much time I spend at Starbucks drinking coffee with people, meeting people face to face. But sometimes, especially here in Chicago, weather gets in the way. So we have phone conversations. So phone skills, phone meetings, phone communication is really mission critical. What's great about the phone is that you could be your own best coach by recording a few of your calls, listening carefully, and making changes based on what you hear. So in my opinion, here are the top five elements of an excellent phone conversation. When you listen to your recordings, and I could actually give you some tips and tools on that, the first challenge you'll encounter is hearing the sound of your own voice. Very few people enjoy listening to themselves, but it's absolutely necessary if you want to improve. In other words, get over it. Focus instead on the elements of your call, which include, number one, your tone of voice. Do you sound enthused or interested in the reason for your call? If not, how can your prospect or your client get excited about it? I'm not suggesting you put false energy in your voice. Be clear on the value of why you are calling. Focus on it and make sure your tone of voice supports that value. Number two, interest in your customer. Are you asking questions that allow your prospect or client to talk about their needs and experience? Are you responding to what they share with you? Is the conversation more about them than you? If it isn't, you'll have difficulty confirming sales or resolving customer issues. Take the time to craft questions that create a two-way conversation and practice responding to the answers you receive. You want to create engaging conversations that build relationships and create loyalty. And three, think about the words that you're using. Much like our written communication, our phone conversations usually need an edit. Keep your ears open for unnecessary or iffy words such as just, maybe, wondering, sort of, kind of. These are words that definitely diminish the value of your call. And pay attention to any technical or industry-specific words that you're using. Think about, are they being well received by your prospect or your client? Are they creating confusion? Simple words guarantee clarity. And are you talking too fast? I know I sometimes do that. When you race through a conversation, it's never a good idea. Your customer will stop listening and certainly won't be interested in speaking with you again. While a fast talker can be labeled as nervous, they can also be judged as anxious, panicked, shady, or disrespectful. Rushing pushes all your words together, making them difficult to understand. If you're a fast talker, practice visualizing space between each word. Ask for the help of friends or colleagues, or even your manager if you're an employee in a company, to listen to you and point out when and where you speed up. You won't be able to change this vocal habit overnight. Be patient with yourself and keep working at it. And number five, and my final tip over here, is about talking too much. When you listen to your recordings, whose voice do you hear the most? If it's yours, it's time for a change. At the very least, the ratio of the conversation should be 50-50. If you're in sales, you want to create a ratio of 30-70, meaning the more your prospect shares with you about their needs and challenges, the greater your opportunity to present your value as a solution. Again, this isn't something you'll be able to change quickly. Be patient. Keep recording your conversations and listen for any improvement. When we talk and listen more, we create an experience of service that supports both sales and service excellence. So keep in mind that many cell phones have the ability to record. There's also some great apps that allow you to record and store audio files. I'm not endorsing any apps or platforms, but a few ideas for your cell phone. There's an app in the Google Play Store as well as in the Apple Store called Automatic Call Recorder Pro, known as Call You. I would strongly recommend that. And for landlines, I've heard of people that have used two platforms over the years that allow me to listen to audio files. One of them is called RecordAPro.com, as well as CallN.com. There's likely lots of other options. Just choose the one that works best for you. But remember, don't take it for granted. And remember that when you are on the phone, you want to think about the powerful words and phrases that create clarity, lead conversation, and build relationships. Things like, I'm sorry. Sometimes, yes, you can say I'm sorry on the phone. Thank you. Help. Tell me more. I hear you. These are all good things that help you inspire conversation. It's another to truly listen. Everyone wants to be heard. When we genuinely say, I hear you, and share a quick summary of what we've understood, we demonstrate a deep respect for our prospects and clients and build a strong foundation for long-lasting relationships. When you say, tell me more, it's my go-to open-ended question. When we want to hear and learn more about a customer or a prospect, specific questions can be tainted by our assumption and expectations or limits of what might be shared. When you say, tell me more, it gives the other person complete freedom to express themselves. It serves and is most often accepted as an invitation to express what's important. When you are selling, you use the word help. It helps to dissolve defensiveness. It gathers information and creates relationships. Phrases such as, I'm wondering if you can help me, or I'm hoping you can help me, or even I need help, quickly engage gatekeepers and executive assistants. They inspire superior customer service when you call a provider. But remember, also say thank you when somebody does help you, when somebody does go above and beyond. These are all good words to use in phone conversations. So take advantage of it in your conversations, because it will inspire greater conversation, will help you with your ratios. I mentioned that before. Your goal is to make sure that you are talking less than 50% of a conversation, depending on what type of conversation you're in. So by using these terms, you're actually going to inspire conversations. People will share more with you. People will find ways to continue the discussion and see how they can help you in that conversation, help you understand better, help you potentially close that deal. So think about it. And again, as I mentioned, take advantage of those tools, those apps that I mentioned earlier, because they will help you listen to your own conversations, making sure that you are the best phone communicator, that you can possibly be. But remember, there's no replacement for the real in-person conversation, the real networking opportunity. That's really where the action is. But I do understand here in Chicago, the weather is not always great, especially on a night like tonight, where it's raining and depressing outside. People are canceling meetings. People are rescheduling meetings and actually making it by phone. So don't think of a phone conversation as just a placeholder, an opportunity to put something on the calendar between in-person meetings. Phone conversations can actually be quite productive and can actually help you accomplish some great objectives in your business pursuits. But as we move into the month of May, remember, networking is really important. There are some great networking events on the calendar. My good friends at the Small Business Advocacy Council, the SBAC, they are planning their annual gala, a great event. It's taking place in just a few weeks. Check them out online at sbacil.org, sbacil.org. Also, check out the website networkedchicago.com, networkedchicago.com. It's a great community calendar of many events and programs taking place around the Chicagoland area. Great networking events, whether you're interested in education, training, or even just the typical networking events. And of course, on my website at shalomkline.com, where you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. It's also a place where I am posting a lot of information about upcoming events and programs. And finally, be sure to check out the website for Crane's Chicago Business, as they frequently host events like Chicago Small Business Week, which actually just took place, but they have a number of other events that are on the calendar. Check out their website at chicagobusiness.com, chicagobusiness.com. But as always, check out my website, shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts from the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We have had 3 years of guests, a lot of great conversations, a lot of great expertise and information on this program. Check out my website, shalomkline.com. And hey, if there's an interview that you found particularly interesting, be sure to share it on Facebook and Twitter. Let somebody else know about this show. We're on every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. And be sure to give our good friends at Tandem HR a call. They are our solution center on everything regarding the Affordable Care Act. Regarding HR, check out their brand new website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. We'll be right back after this quick break.
There's been a lot of talk recently about fake news, and it's gotten a lot harder to know who in the media you can trust. Too often, reading just the headlines can be misleading. You need to turn to a place that you can trust, a place that gives you more than just the headlines and more than just the mainstream media spin. What you need are answers. That's why we're here. Get the latest news. Find out what it means and why it's important to you. Real news, real answers. Join us on AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler.
There are more than 5,000 addresses that are impacted by these tornadoes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, those four tornadoes killed at least four people east of Dallas Saturday.
Two people are still unaccounted for. A search and rescue crews continue to comb through Van Zandt County in Texas.
Fox's Will Carr, an Arkansas woman killed when a tree fell into her home. A boy and his little sister swept away by floodwaters and found dead. At least two fatalities in Mississippi, one in Missouri. Now past the 100-day mark, President Trump talking about the challenges ahead, dealing with North Korea, a big one. Can China rein in its ally?
You can never be sure of anything, can you? But I developed a very good relationship. I don't think they want to see a destabilized North Korea.
The president on CBS's Face the Nation. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Derek Peters with a look at traffic. In Carroll Stream, look out for a crash, County Farm Road and Birch Bark Trail. In Naperville, there's a wreck at Maple Avenue and Steeple Run Drive. On the expressways, inbound Eden's all clear. Same thing on the outbound side, just 19 minutes between Lake Cook and Montrose. Kennedy inbound over here to downtown takes a half hour from Montrose 17. Outbound Kennedy, it's 10 to Montrose. 8 in the express lanes, 24 minutes to the airport. It's Eisenhower inbound Thorndale to the old post office, a 31-minute trip. Outbound Eisenhower, all clear at 29. Stevenson inbound, 355 to the drive, 38 minutes. Outbound trip, 34 minutes. Dan Ryan, 95th to downtown, takes 20 minutes. Outbound, 15. Outside, light drizzle and 45 degrees. Expect heavy rain throughout the night and a high of 50 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Psst! Hey, yes, you. I think you forgot something. Think about it. No. You've already turned on the dishwasher. This is more important. It's 8:30 p.m. Do you know where your 401k is? That's what I thought. You left it sitting there at your old job, like that ratty office jacket you left hanging behind the door. Don't just think your hard-earned 401k is being watched over by your old corporate cronies. They don't even know you're gone. So there the 401k sits, waiting for you to give it direction. First thing tomorrow morning, take that smartphone off the charger and call North Shore Capital Group. Call 847-735-9200. That's 847-735-9200. Get a personalized plan for your 401k and put it back to work for you. NorthShoreCapitalGroup.com.
North Shore Capital Group, Inc., an independent firm with securities offered through Summit Brokerage Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, and advisory services offered through Summit Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Thrilled to be joined by my friend Tom Broadwater, the president of Americans for Work, a nonprofit that advocates on behalf of minority youth and disabled workers. And the big question right now is, will Donald Trump be a champion for Black Americans? And I know, Tom, that's a question that you've been grappling with. And you actually just recently wrote an interesting op-ed in the Detroit News, and I'm thrilled to have you on the program to discuss it with us here in Chicago this evening. Tom, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much for having me, and my best wishes to you and the people of Illinois. Yes, I did write an op-ed about African American and other disenfranchised groups who were having challenges in the labor market and what their opportunities could be with Donald Trump. Generally, there are traditional constituencies of, say, the Democratic Party or left-leaning parties. And they are predisposed to think that he can't do anything, or he won't do anything, or maybe he has some kind of racial animus and hate. But we tend to look at Donald Trump as not a Republican. He is essentially a maverick entrepreneur who took over one of the political parties. And so if we look at him as a businessman, a guy that will take practical steps and be flexible and do the right things, or things that will produce right results, there are opportunities. They're very big opportunities for multiple communities and multiple groups of American citizens.
It's a fascinating discussion, and I want to take it piece by piece. And I know that this is something that you work for and that you advocate on behalf of, as I said earlier, minority youth and disabled workers. But let's take it piece by piece. We know that Trump has promised to make America great again, but I think it's fair to say that the president is not a historian. He seemingly has never even heard of Frederick Douglass, but yet there's a chance that because of his promise of Make America Great Again, there's a chance that through his promise of focusing on charter schools, focusing on education, focusing on some criminal justice efforts, that he, as you said, he might actually be a help and a champion for Black Americans. But Tom, I'm curious, before the election, you, like many of us here in Chicago, you followed the politics. You followed what was going on. What did you think of Donald Trump? Did you think that there was a chance that you'd be saying that maybe he could be a help? What did you think of the alternative? What did you think of Hillary Clinton? Who do you think would be the better option for Black Americans?
I think, let's look at both the traditional Democratic and traditional Republican candidates, who were Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush. They were so mired in nuance and grayness and gray areas and not able to speak very truthfully or frankly to the public that they essentially sabotaged themselves. And so, in our opinion, my opinion in particular, I think that Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary, and Donald Trump won the Republican primary, and they were completely outsiders to those parties. But they won because they were focused on the contest, not about nicety or party tradition or anything. They were focused on speaking to their target audiences about what those audiences wanted to hear, what they wanted the answers to, and they provided some lucid, candid answers. So, It's good for the country that neither Hillary or Jeb Bush were able to succeed. It's very unfortunate, In my opinion, the Democratic Party did not allow Bernie to take the mantle and run against Trump. That would have been a very interesting contest.
And obviously, following Democratic politics right now, it's interesting to see as the party is supposedly being transformed. I know Tom Perez has been traveling around the country, and I know they're having discussions regarding superdelegates and the changes that will be made. We'll see where that plays out. But you have an interesting take, interesting perspective on, again, the real nominee of each of the parties. So Donald Trump was the Republican nominee. He certainly has a very populist message. And he has said here in Chicago, I know we've been attuned to his messages of what is happening in Chicago. And occasionally he uses choice four-letter words about what's going on in Chicago. But the reality is that he has said that he's going to do a lot for African Americans. And the question is, can he?
Yeah, I think he can. And let me articulate why. The biggest challenge is facing the African American community. Let's focus on that one group, though our organization advocates for a number of people. But the biggest challenges facing the African American community nationally are inferior education, owing to unfortunately this whole slavery thing that happened now 200 years ago, or 200 or 300 years ago. But it's still with us, and it is continued to inhibit and continue to influence the behaviors and attitudes of people who come into contact with African Americans. Number two, I would say that the criminal justice system is a big challenge to African Americans getting ahead in society. By 23, nearly 50% of African Americans have a misdemeanor or felony citation or conviction on their records, which is these days internet and electronic.
Tom, I'm going to have to squeeze in a quick break over here. We'll have Tom Broadwater, again, the president of Americans for Work, coming back in with us in just a moment. We'll be right back on Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the WoodfieldNissan.com Traffic Center.
I'm Derek Peters with a look at traffic. Heading in on the Edens, it's all clear, 19 minutes, and it's a 19-minute trip back out as well. Inbound Kennedy O'Hare to downtown, a half hour from Montrose, 17. Outbound Kennedy, it's 10 to the junction, 8 in the express lanes, 24 minutes out to the airport. Eisenhower clear in both directions. Stevenson still heavy between the Dan Ryan and Lakeshore Drive. 355 to the drive, a 38-minute trip. Outbound, all clear at 34. 95th to downtown on the Dan Ryan, 20 minutes. Give yourself 15 minutes back outbound. No trouble on 57 or the Bishop Ford. Lakeshore Drive moving fine along with all the Illinois tollways. In northwest Indiana, 8094 stacks up eastbound from Kennedy to Klein and from Clay to Ripley and westbound from 65 to Broadway. Outside, light rain and 44 degrees. Expect heavy rain throughout the night and a chance for more rain tomorrow morning with a high of 54. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
CARIS is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARIS provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARIS has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you did not purchase health insurance coverage during the 2017 open enrollment, I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan at any time during the year. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other health insurance carriers. If you are between the ages of 19 and 64, you are automatically paying for maternity coverage, whether you want the coverage or not. If you are a non-smoking 50-year-old male or female living in the city of Chicago, the monthly premium rate for a 100% tax-deductible health savings account PPO plan would be $590 per month. but I can show you how to eliminate the mandatory maternity benefit and lower your monthly premiums down to approximately $240 per month. To see if you qualify or for more information, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
We are back chatting with Tom Broadwater, president of Americans for Work. Tom, we were just talking a little bit about the changes in education that starting with the Trump administration being led by his Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, changes in the education structure that will benefit some minority communities. We're also talking about criminal justice. So, Tom, you were just saying that obviously